Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, in conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, I have part one of my conversation with Jalen Suggs, one of the top high school basketball players in the nation. But I've got an insider's perspective of Jalen, and I'm excited for you to see him for more than his countless accolades and accomplishments. While we lived in Chicago, my wife and I had a hard time navigating the school options for our son. So when we moved back to the Twin Cities, we were thrilled when we quickly determined what we felt was the best place to enroll our son Elijah for kindergarten. There were countless reasons we picked Minnehaha Academy, a private Christian school in Minneapolis, but athletics wasn't one of them. You see, when Elijah was a kindergartner, the young man who would elevate the sports reputation of Minnehaha Academy onto the national stage was just a seventh grader. Jalen Suggs may well have led the Redhawks to a fourth consecutive basketball championship if this year's state tournament hadn't been canceled due to the coronavirus. But that doesn't diminish Jalen's legacy because the truth is, he doesn't need more hardware. Those who don't know him may measure him by the international gold medals, state titles in basketball and football, and his many, many awards. Yet those who are blessed to see him on a daily basis appreciate him for his thoughtfulness, his well-roundedness, and the example he sets on and off the court. I've witnessed those small moments when starry-eyed elementary schoolers cautiously approach him because they've seen him on TV or on a newspaper or magazine cover, and now he's standing before their very eyes. He handles such interactions with kindness and care because he experienced the sting of rejection when he was their age. Athletes in Jalen's stratosphere often get typecast in a negative light, but I'm confident you'll have a positive impression after you learn more about him on Winning Is Not Everything. Let's get to it. I'm here with Jalen Suggs. Jalen, so thankful for you spending a few minutes with me. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah, my pleasure.
So, Jalen, tell me about your favorite childhood sports memory. What stands out in your mind?
We were at a tournament in, I think, Lakeville South. And at the time, Lakeville South was one of the better teams. And we were with the West Side, so it was me, Terry, Caden, Tyrell at the time. So we had our little crew, Lorenzo Smith, and so we were rolling. And it came down to the last play, we were losing. Tyrell passed it in, and it kind of felt like a movie scene. I came off, it was deep, and I like faded. From the volleyball line, you know, and it went in, you know, we all went crazy. And then all I can remember was the rest of that night, I was thinking about it. I was just replaying it in my head, you know, recreating it. And that's one of the things, you know, I don't remember a lot of the tournaments that I played from that West Side team, but that was for sure one of the moments that still stands out today.
How old were you when that play happened?
Oh, I had to be about first grade, second grade. So, yeah, it was when I was real young.
Which coach inspired and encouraged you most when you were younger?
Well, my father has always, he's always been my coach since I've been a little kid, whether it be football or basketball, for the most part. And he's definitely easily had the biggest influence on my life. Again, being with him every day is one thing, but, I mean, we go from the house and we'll talk about what we're going to do at practice or what we're going to do at games. You know, after the games, we'll go home and talk about it. But the great part with him is that once the game is over, I can be a normal kid. We don't have that coach-player relationship. It's 100% to zero father-son, you know, which is my favorite part about him and our relationship. He's like my best friend, dad, coach, mentor, idol, all in one. And I think that's what makes him special. You know, if there's a basketball game on, we'll turn it on, talk about that. You know, we'll crack jokes with each other. I mean, like we constantly crack jokes and we keep each other laughing and light. So, I mean, he, again, just time spent with him is, to me, the best time in the world.
What's your favorite thing that you do with each of your parents? Like, what's something you enjoy, like a little tradition you might have with dad?
Favorite tradition with my dad, it probably just to go outside, you know, on a nice summer, spring day, get a bunch of shots up, crack jokes, you know, and then, you know, we'll go inside, we'll cook up some food, and we'll just chill. Maybe we'll turn on a basketball game, we'll turn on a TV show, movie, You know, we'll just relax and enjoy each other's company. That's one of the joyous things about me and my dad's relationship is that no matter what we're doing, you know, as long as we're together in each other's company, you know, it's going to be a good time.
And what's something special you enjoy doing with your mom?
I like just going downstairs, you know, after a long day. She'll be in her room watching a show. You know, she's always watching some new TV show. You know, and I'll just lay there. You know, I'll snuggle up under the blankets, you know, right next to her. You know, she don't always let me lay on her because I'm getting big now. But, again, that's one thing that just – it keeps me comforted, you know, lets me know that she's there. Again, she's my rock.
What's your favorite part of being a big brother?
Just being able to show them the right path and being able to differentiate them right from wrong, allow them to learn from my mistakes, both on the court and off the court, and life as well, just so that as they're growing up, you know, I can make it as easy for them as possible. Because, I mean, again, I had a good life, you know, growing up. I didn't have to worry about where my next meal was or where I was going to sleep at night, and neither have they. But, you know, I want to personally, you know, I want to be able to give them, you know, whatever they want. You know, they want a pair of shoes. They want to go shopping. They want this or that. You know, I want to be able to give them. I want to be able to give that to them because they put up with a lot for me, you know, from us going back and forth in the house to, you know, me and my parents being gone. And a lot of the times they couldn't come. Just want to give them whatever they want.
What's the most valuable lesson you learned through a challenge or defeat?
I think the state championship football loss this year was one of the hardest, but most important things that's happened to me in my life. I was so confused and, you know, overrun with emotions that I kind of secluded myself for that next couple of days, and especially in the moment. And it was hard to cope with because, again, I hate losing and I don't lose often, especially at that stage. And, you know, for them to come out and win it like that in the last second, you know, on me, it was kind of crazy because I've always just been on the other side of that. But, I mean, again, that just showed that nobody's immune to anything, you know. So no matter who you are, how good you are, anything can happen, you know, if you allow the situation to be what it is. So I think that for me was a huge learning experience, not only as a player, that was a small piece, but majority as a person.
What's funny is that was one of my questions because I remember I was at the game and it was just an incredible sequence and they won it in, you know, remarkable fashion. But I was so impressed with how you handled it. You were so gracious in defeat and honoring them and showing them respect. So even though you were feeling disappointed, why was that important for you to handle that adversity that way?
I've done it my whole life, you know, not to say, you know, or point out all my wins, but I mean, I've been on the other end of a lot of those tough losses, you know, and I've sent a lot of people home, you know, so for it to happen to me, you know, I can't be the one who gets bitter or gets mad, you know, or gets angry and starts talking bad about the other team because they came out and fought and they earned it. You know, they gave their every inch to the last play. Literally every inch because I missed it by an inch. All the credit went out to them. You know, it was hard in the moment. I didn't get up as quick as, you know, maybe a lot of people wanted me to. But that's just being an 18-year-old playing a sport that I have a tremendous amount of passion for. But at the end of the day, you know, I shook every one of them guys' hands, all the coaches, told them great game and congratulations. And, I mean, move on. Because you can't get stuck on that. I mean, you can either take it and learn from it, you know, or you can let it define you and just let that be who you are for the rest of your life. And I couldn't let that be me.
There's so much attention and pressure on you, and you handle it so well. How difficult is that, though, Jalen? You know, being so young and just having people watch you so closely. And how do you deal with that?
I've gotten better at dealing with it. You know, as time has gone by, you know, I've started to open up more to my parents. And, you know, I have a couple of people who are really close to me. You know, Paige is one of them who I go to a lot just because she knows exactly what I'm going through because she goes through the same thing. But Terry, Caden, Mia, I think those are the people who, you know, when I really need to get something off or just talk to them about anything, I can confide to them, you know, and talk to them about whatever it is. So I think that's been a huge part, you know, in how I stay so calm, level-headed, and humble.
There's a lot of wonderful programs here in Minnesota, but you came to Minnehaha and have helped elevate it to a national level. Does that make it a little bit more special that this wasn't necessarily a place that had a huge history and that, you know, you and your dad and your family have helped elevate this program?
Of course. I mean, if in sixth grade, you know, we said, me and my dad, you know, we came in and we told Coach Jay, you know, we told the president and, you know, we told everybody, like, we're going to be a powerhouse one day. Like, we're going to win multiple state championships in a row. You know, we're going to be nationally known, and, you know, sports is going to become one of the forefronts of this school, you know. And, you know, they kind of laughed at us and chuckled. And I think rightly so, you know, as much of the state would have. But again, we all came, we've all worked, you know, since we started playing the game, you know, all of us, we have a tremendous work ethic, you know, and we'll do whatever for each other, especially on the court. And that's stayed true as we've gone up through the high school years. And I mean, now it's starting to show with all the banners that are hung up in the gym and all the recognition that we have. But I think the thing that makes it so special is how the community stays around us and rallies around us. And that's how we have these banners that we have, because without them, I mean, we'd win, yeah, but I mean, we wouldn't be the team that we are without the community coming out each and every night to watch us play, cheer us on, no matter who we play. So I think that's one of the biggest keys and one of the biggest reasons why I love it here and why we chose to go here was the community.
What's special to you about this school?
This school is like a family. It's like a huge family. Whatever goes on here, the love shows up, you know, in a measurable amount. So I think that's the part that I love most about it, is that I know I can go to anybody here and they'll all want the best for me and push me to the right direction.
Given all your success, how do you try to give back and serve others, especially because you have so many young people who look up to you?
Well, I always try to stay around and involved in the grassroots, in that organization, you know, whether it be at tournaments, whether it be just at tryouts, at camps, whatever it is, pictures, things of that nature. You know, I can never be the guy to say no. You know, it happened to me when I was younger, and I remember to this day that, you know, that pain and, you know, just that rejection that I felt. And I told myself from that day on that if I ever were to make it, you know, to where someone will want a picture autographed from me, that, you know, no matter how many there were or who they were, you know, I'd give it to them just because I couldn't have them feeling that way.
How old were you and who was that?
I don't want to say who that was, but I was pretty little. I think I was around 7. 6 or 7.
Was it a Viking player, Timberwolves player?
I'll just say it was a basketball player.
And how did you feel?
Again, just let down, because he's one of my favorite players. Went to one of my favorite colleges at the time. So, like, I just, you know, that was someone who I really looked up to and wanted to be like. So, I mean, for him to say that, I was just kind of took back and shocked.
What did they say?
He just said, nah, man. I was like, it's okay. I just left him alone.
Jalen, you've been ranked for a long time. Did the rankings matter to you when you were younger? And how do you feel about rankings?
When I was younger, when the first ones came out, I was a bit excited. You know, I was a bit looking at it because, I mean, I had never seen it before. You know, it was kind of the hot thing at the time. But as I've grown up and, you know, came up in the ranks, I mean, ever since I've really popped up in the rankings, I've been up towards the top. And to me, it doesn't mean anything, because until you get into these lines and you start playing, you could be ranked 1, 2, 3, 100, unranked. Your game will speak, you know, and every time you step on the floor, you have to, you know, you have to play. So
make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss part 2 of my conversation with Jalen Suggs. Winning's not everything, but the 3 H's to be a real hero in life are humility, hustle, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.